This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I am delighted to be with you today. I certainly am. As we like to say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As a matter of fact, early this morning, I was in Philippians chapter 4, and of course, that what does he say there? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, right? So we want to rejoice in the Lord because he's always got something good for us. You know, he's not ever thinking about doing something good for us. He is always in act. He is always doing something good for us. And we want to attune, you know, our hearts and our minds and our spirits to see what it is that he's got in mind for us. And today, I'll tell you what, I've got a blessing. My daughter, Thea Parsons, is going to be joining me on the air today. So that's going to be exciting. Earlier in the week, you heard from her oldest daughter, Julia Benkovic, who is with us, and what a delight that was. And I'll tell you what, she's a good chip off of the old block. The old block being her mom. How about that? Oh dear, I'm not sure she's going to like that reference to an old block. Nonetheless, you get what I'm saying. So we are going to be talking about a whole bunch of different things. And so I hope that you are going to stay with us throughout the course of the program. Now, remember, we cannot receive calls because we still have that broken piece of equipment that got struck by lightning. But from what I understand, there's a really good chance that we're going to be up with you in that way soon. Not during this program, but sooner than later, maybe sometime early next week. We'll see how that works out. I certainly do hope so because I miss talking with you. I certainly do. But you know, there are other ways that you can communicate with us, even though we don't have access to the phones. You can text us. Yes, we can receive your text messages. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN 58177. And wait for our response and then put in your question or comment, your insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. Please do let us know who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. And do know that message and data rates may apply. So there is that option for you. Another option is to use our social media sites. So get out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. You can use the chat feature there, and we've got a way that we can make that happen so that we can see what it is that you are leaving for us, and I will be informed about it, as I usually am, and I will then be able to take your questions or read your comments in real time. So we invite you to use both of those means. Now, there are two other means that are available for you too. These we can't do like in real time, but we can do them the next day. And so we would be able to address these questions if you leave the info for us in these two different ways. One way, you can leave it for us on our listener comment line, which is always available to you. Both of these means are always available to you. 24/7, our listener comment line is a means for you to leave a question or a comment for us, and then we will address it at a future point in time. It has its own phone number. This is that number, country code 1-205-795-5773. That is country code 1-205-795-5773. Yet another option that is not immediate, but nonetheless a good option for you, always available, is to email your question to us. And this is the email address that you use, womenofgrace@ewtn.com. womenofgrace@ewtn.com. Vanessa will get your question. She will make me aware of it, and we'll be able to be off to the races with it, and I'll try to give you an answer. So that's what we're going to do. And that's how we're working it out in this brief interlude until the equipment is completely operational again. Now, I do want to remind you to get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. We've got all kinds of great things happening all of the time, and I want you to take advantage of all of these opportunities. We've got online events. We've got in-person events. We've got materials for you. We've got gatherings for you. We've got all kinds of good things. And one of the really good things that is coming up really, really soon is our Benedicta Institute for Women, our fall online course. Now, this course is in the theme, God in the Human Person, and it is a beautiful, beautiful course that's going to be led by Dr. Donald Wallenfang, who is our academic advisor. And he is going to be presenting a lovely course on the that theme, God in the Human Person. The title of the course is The Dignity of Dust. The Dignity of Dust, Contemplating Our Humanity. Now, I've been through this course, and I shared that with you yesterday. I've been through the course. It's a wonderful course. It's an enlightening course. It's an uplifting course. This is one that is going to fill out and answer some of the questions that you might have, or, you know, some of the thoughts that you might have. It's going to connect dots for you. I can assure you of that. You can use this course for spiritual enrichment, or you can participate in our opportunity for you to gain a certification in Catholic Women's Leadership. And this will be a 3-credit course toward that end. August 25th through September 28th, those are the dates that this will be held. As I say, Dr. Donald Wallenfang does all of the teaching. It's an online course. You will have opportunity to interact with him and your fellow students. And I can assure you, it's been wonderful. I have just wrapped up, I believe it's just now over, our summer course on Carmelite spirituality. I think it was on Carmelite spirituality. Might not have been. I'll have to check that out. Anyway, all of that being said, the women loved it. It was on Carmelite spirituality. The women loved it, absolutely loved it. And they do love it. So we want to invite you to consider becoming a participant in our Benedicta Institute for Women. If you've attended any of our Benedicta Enrichment Seminars at Malvern, they always precede our retreat, then those particular courses count for a 0.5 credit each. And so you might already have credits towards your certification and not even be aware of it. So you can contact us. We give you all of the information out there at our website. Simply click on Benedicta Institute. It's up there. It's the first one in the purple navigational bar. When you click on that, you'll come to a landing page. You can read about the program there. But you'll also see that it has its own kind of selections right at the top. Click on upcoming courses. It'll tell you about this course that is coming up August 25th. And that's not in the far distant future. You know, what is it? That's, what is it, 18 days away, if my math is right. So you still have time to enroll. I don't want you to worry about that. But we don't want you to delay, because you'll need to get your books and all of that kind of good stuff. So all of that info available for you right there at our website. But that's not all. You know, the commercial says, but that's not all, right? There's more coming through Women of Grace. And we invite you to click on our events. Again, that is up there in the purple nav bar. You will see what is up and coming. On August the 12th, that is in 5 days, we are going to have a Morning of Grace. And this is an online event. You can register right there for yourself and for anyone else that would like to join us. You can register right there and join us for this beautiful opportunity that will be taking place on Tuesday, August the 12th. All of the event details are available for you on the website. If you've not participated in anything with regard to Women of Grace, this is a really good entree for you. It's a very good way to become familiar with what we do at Women of Grace. In addition to that, on August the 12th, we're going to have an online quick start training for new or aspiring young Women of Grace facilitators. There's 2 days and 2 time options. You can read all about it right out there in the event section of our website. An Evening of Grace coming up on the 14th, and then another online quick start training for women who would want to lead the adult study. So listen, all kinds of great ways for you to experience the abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ and to share that abundant life with others right through Women of Grace. Make us a priority in your life. I can tell you, you will not be sorry. Womenofgrace.com. More to come on the other side of the break, and Thea Parsons is going to be with us. Doesn't get any better than that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Delighted to be with you today. I certainly am. Encouraging you to join us here on Women of Grace Live. We've got some ways for you to do that. Now, as you know, you cannot call in right now. Oh, golly gee, we miss hearing from you. But we've got a broken piece of equipment. It was struck by lightning. I've been telling you all about that. It really did a number on us, that lightning. You know, sometimes these things happen in life and you say, why did you let that happen, Lord? And he does let it happen for a number of reasons, because nothing that happens outside side of either the perfect will of God or the permissive will of God. These kinds of things are the permissive will of God. And I think sometimes, you know, he really is testing us. He wants to help us to grow in our trust. He wants us to grow in perseverance. He wants us to grow in the acknowledgement that even in the midst of dilemmas, he is always there with us. And so, you know, the network and everybody there has been very busy working around this. And what does that do too? It improves their skills, you know. What does it do for us that, you know, function in this world, but not in the technical resolution to these things? Well, you know, it helps for us to offer various ways in which we can stay in touch with you. So I'm going to give you some of those various ways. One of the ways that you can reach us today is by texting us. So text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We'll get it retrieved up on the board. I will be able to then address it. So that's real time. Another real time way is by going out to EWTN's YouTube channel or Facebook page, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Use the chat feature there. And again, Pedro Quiles will collect what you leave for us and he'll get it up on the board and I can address it. Now, again, you can always leave. This is all of the time. You can always leave a question or comment for us at our listener comment caller line. And that is available to you 24/7. So you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a burning question, you know, you might, well, at least you think you could forget it by the morning. Just dial the number, leave it there and we'll get it. It's country code 1-205-795-5773. That's country code 1-205-795-5773. And yet another way, email us. Email me at womenofgrace@ewtn.com. womenofgrace@ewtn.com. Vanessa will get that email and she'll send off your happy little questions to me and we'll be able to address them. Well, I'm really excited today. I hope you can hear that in my voice. I'm very excited. And I'm excited because my daughter, Thea Parsons, is joining us for the program today. Hey, Thea, how are you?
Hey, Mom, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you. Thea is our director of marketing and events at Women of Grace, and she's the one that plans all of those, you know, kinds of things that are happening there that come underneath our retreats and things of that nature. And she also takes care of getting you the information that is necessary for joining our studies, participating in our studies, keeping so much going on there in the information world of Women of Grace. So she puts all of the announcements up there. She works very, very closely with another one of our beautiful, beautiful staff members, and that is Kate Mathis. And she does our social media for us. But Thea's got so many hats that she wears, and she does a great job, and I'm so grateful. And it's such a joy to work with my daughter. You know, we never intended that it was going to last this long, or at least, you know, I thought maybe it might, but you weren't in for that initially, were you, Thea?
I didn't think it was going to last this long, but I am blessed that it has lasted this long. Praise God. You know, to work for the big guy is the greatest job you can have, and to work for your mom. You know, the earthly boss is your mom, and then you've got God in heaven directing everything. I mean, what gets better than that?
Yeah, it's true. I remember years ago, and this is just a little remembrance, and I don't know, Thea, you were probably too young to remember this. Thea's the youngest of three children. But when I was making the decision, I had discerned that God was calling me out of the insurance industry, and he was calling me into full-time ministry work. And my son Simon was young at that point in time. He was like maybe eight. I think he was eight. Well, that would have made you seven. So you might remember this. But at any rate, Simon really liked the fact that I sold insurance, because at that time, the place where I sold insurance was housed in a department store at the mall. And so I was there behind this desk. And, you know, when Anthony, my late husband, would bring the kids into the mall, they would always stop by to say hello to Mom if Mom was working, right? And he just thought that was the neatest thing. So I wasn't sure how he was going to take this. And I said to him, well, you know, Si, I said, you know, I think that I'm not going to be in the department store selling insurance anymore. I think that I'm going to work for God. How do you feel about that? And he said so sweetly, something that you just said, he said, well, you couldn't have a better boss, Mom.
Oh my goodness. That's so precious.
It is so precious. Yeah,
it's very, very sweet. The Allstate window at the mall. I mean, the mall, it was like in the late 80s and the 90s was the coolest place to be. So, you know, the fact that you worked in the mall was a pretty cool thing. Yeah, my mom works in the mall.
And that's the world from the perspective of 7 and 8 year olds, you know, you never really know what captures their imagination and what makes them giddy. But that certainly did for our family. But here you are, and you've been with us full time since 2004. And that's been that's been a bit. And, you know, you've really, I think, done so much to help the ministry to grow. But we've got some stuff coming up. And I wanted you just to talk with everybody a little bit and give, you know, a younger person's perspective of our Women of Grace retreats and the things that we do. And of course, you play a key role. You were there at Malvern with us just about a week and a half ago now. And you emcee that event, right? You kind of are the thread that weave it together in front of those who attend. So what did you think about all that?
Well, I have to say, you know, I really enjoy my job. I enjoy the planning stages. I enjoy the execution. I enjoy being with the people. I enjoy meeting new people and seeing old friends. And I really do enjoy getting up and sharing with everyone and keeping the event flowing and making sure that everybody's needs are met. So for me, you know, my job is a lot of fun. And I also don't mind the obstacles. That's kind of part of the fun, the challenge, the unforeseeables that come our way, like radio equipment being struck by lightning. You know, it teaches you to pivot. And so, you know, you have to go a different direction. And God does these things, as you were saying, kind of keep us on our toe, keep us sharp, you know, keep us moving forward and relying on each other to get the job done. Iron sharpens iron, right? So from that perspective, it's fantastic. I really enjoy it. Being together with the women, I was explaining to Julia, who was with us for the retreat, my oldest daughter, oldest of eight. I was explaining to her, you know, I get so excited to go to Malvern because we've been going there for almost 20 years for our annual retreat. And when we're together with all the women, whether we know the women or it's their first time coming to the event, it's immediately like being with a spiritual extended family. And there's just so much joy. It's palpable. And everyone is so happy to be together and to engage in whatever the Lord has in mind for each one of us during those retreats. And this past retreat was Hope for the Journey. And it was just an absolutely beautiful time together in the Lord. Mom, you were one of our presenters. We were also joined by Dr. Wallenfang, who you were mentioning earlier, is our academic advisor and professor for the Benedicta Institute for Women. He's just such a delight and a wealth of knowledge. Kitty Cleveland was with us. Not only did she bless us with a witness story, but with her gift of song. Just an incredible, incredible artist, that her singing is, you know, transformative. Living Praise Worship Team, speaking of singing, they were with us, leading us through the weekend in praise and worship. Susan Potvin gave us a presentation on what praise is and how to praise. And we had Bishop William Walterscheid with us. And what a blessing, holy, holy bishop he is to be in the presence of. And of course, he led us in celebrating all of our masses, but he also gave us a presentation on Mary, Queen, our Queen of Hope. So it was just a beautiful, well-rounded event. We heard from some of our Women of Grace personal witness stories as well. And it's always just such a joy to come together in the Lord. You know, it's wonderful. We have all this technology that we can do things online, you know, but to be together in person it's different. It's very, very special. And we always walk away fulfilled and encouraged and enriched. So it was a blessing.
Well, I say that, you know, every Women of Grace event is marked by three things, your faith, fun, and fellowship, you know, faith, fun, and fellowship. And we have a lot of fun, too. And we had just a lot of moments where, you know, we were able to participate in unique things. For example, for whatever reason, you know, and you probably all don't know this about me, but for whatever reason, I like Congo lines. You know, I don't know what it is about a Congo line, but
the dance is in her, folks. The dance is deep within. Even when she's presenting, you just see that the Holy Spirit's moving and the dance comes out of Mom. It's amazing.
It's very, very true. So what I did this year, I wanted the women to have flags. And so I ordered flags. I ordered these, you know, I don't know, they were like 8x12 or something. You know, they're hand flags. And some were pink. And some were purple, lavendery color, and some were white. And so everybody got a flag, you know. And so the women, they got right into it. I mean, even before, that was the first thing they took out of their goodie bags was the flag. And as soon as the event started, they were waving the flags. And so I thought, well, this is really great. So at various points in time, you know, we just took those flags and I just started a Congo line and we went around the Congo line. Everybody participated, a lot of people, I should say. I don't know if it was most, a lot of people participated in it. But even if they didn't join the Congo line, they were there in their seats waving their flags and cheering us on. So, you know, it's just things like that, I think, that makes it so nice. And the women, you know, they all socialize and they get together very, very well. So, you know, I want to encourage you, if you get an opportunity, you know, join us for our upcoming Malvern conference next year. It's always the last, and I believe this is the same, right, Thea? It's the last weekend in July. Is that correct?
It is the last weekend in July of 2026. And if you want to experience the flags, you can go to our website, womenofgrace.com, and click on our Flickr account and see all of the pictures of the women congoing and waving their flags and just having a ball out there.
Yeah, they did have a lot of fun. A lot of people that I think was their first experience in a Congo line, but they don't care. We don't care. We just have a good time. And that's, you know, the joy of the Lord, you know, is something very, very special. And it's a real charism of the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to always be joyful. And, you know, I have learned in my life that joy and sorrow can coexist in the heart at the very same time. And I've chatted, Thea, with our listeners from time to time about that great reality. So no matter what the strife is, no matter what is going on, you know, it tells us in Scripture to praise the Lord, to praise him always. And there is something about praise. There is something about praising the Lord that elevates us above the circumstance. And, you know, I've given little teachings on praise myself, and Susan Potman always does an exquisite job on that. She teaches us how to praise and why it is that we praise the Lord. We praise the Lord because we're told to praise the Lord, right? But this God who's created us, body and soul, oh, dear heavens, Maggie May is here. I didn't even know she was here. It always knows exactly how it is that we can be helped in the midst of a circumstance or a trial. And one of those ways in which we can be helped is through praise, praising the Lord. We're a body-soul component. And so when we're praising the Lord, when we are really lifting our hearts and our minds to him, there is something that happens physically to us. There is a secretion of the happy hormones, right? So it releases happy hormones and we begin to be filled, I think, with both that holy gift of the Holy Spirit, which is joy. But in addition to that, our mood is elevated because we are a body-soul component. So nothing happens in the spirit that doesn't affect the body, and nothing basically happens in the body that doesn't affect the spirit. And so when the two work together, praise being a prime example of that, then we find that no matter what the circumstance and trial might be, as difficult as it is, as sorrowful as it is, we experience the reality that we are not alone, that God is with us, because the joy of the Lord, you know, is there for us, and we experience that. So just a little teaching on praise for you this morning. Do remember that you can reach us via social media. The way that you do that is to go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and or Facebook page and use the chat feature there. We'll get it retrieved up on the board for you. You can also text us, text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN to 58177. So Thea, every once in a while here on live radio, I do hear from my husband, Jack Williams, and he says it's a conga line, not a Congo line.
Oh, well, thank you, Jack, for setting the record straight on that. Congo, conga, we just like to get up and get moving. and unify the spirit, like Mom said, with the body. And we have a really good time. You know, you open the program with, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And that was a big takeaway for me from our retreat. You said, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." All we are called to do is step into the day, no matter what that day holds for us. We wake up, we step into it, and we trust that God has it handled for us. We just trust in Him. And if it's suffering that comes, it's suffering that was ordained. And if it's joy that comes, then it was joy that was ordained. We can expect that our life will mirror the life of Jesus Christ. And in the life of Jesus Christ, there was suffering, and there was resurrection, and there was and is glory. So we can expect the same in our lives. There will be suffering, but there will be resurrection and glory too, when we put our faith and our trust in our hope, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, that's beautifully stated. Yeah. And the little teaching there was that, you know, the Lord has made the day. This is the day the Lord has made. So when we look at that verb, we realize that this day has always existed in the mind of God from all eternity. And it has been made. How is it made? How is the day made? How is anything? It's made through the Word. It's made through the Word of God. And so the day itself is an expression of God, right? And so there isn't anything there that is not going to be replete with the blessing of God and the presence of God, even if in fact it is a difficult moment. And I know that so many of you listening right at this very moment are suffering with things in your lives. But we want you to know that you are not alone, that God is with you, and that He intends to work all things to the good. We have that. We have that surety because that's what Scripture says in Romans 8:28. For God works all things to the good for those who are called according to His purposes. And there is no exception that is allowed with the word all. It is all inclusive. So this, you know, God works all things, everything to the good. So this trial that you're experiencing right now, God has a great, great benefit in it for you. There is blessing. There is blessing in the trial, even if it hurts, even if every fiber of your body is being torn asunder by it. Nonetheless, God will work it to the good. More to come on the other side of the break. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Happy to be with you today. I am joined today by my daughter, Thea Parsons, and she is the Director of Marketing and Events for Women of Grace. And we're talking about all kinds of different things today, and we're going to get into some of the questions and comments that you've left for us. And we are letting you know that we do want to hear from you. Again, we cannot receive your calls because of an equipment failure due to a lightning strike. However, we do have other means by which you can contact us. Let me give those to you. The first means is through social media. Get out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature there. Using that chat feature, we will be able to get your question or comment up on the board, and I'll be able to address it in real time. In addition to that, you can also text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how it is that you're listening to us today. We'll get that retrieved and up on the board. So those are the two real-time options. Also, you can get a question or a comment to us, and we will be able to address it tomorrow if you email it to us. So email me at womenofgrace@ewtn.com. That's womenofgrace@ewtn.com. We'll get your question. Vanessa will get it to me. I'll be able to read it. In addition to that, you can also leave a question for us at our listener comment caller line. That phone number, and these last two options, as I tell you, are available to you all of the time. But this is a great way for you to contact us, 24/7. And that is through our listener comment caller line. And the way that you do that is country code 1-205-795-5773. That's country code 1-205-795-5773. As a matter of fact, all of those means are always available to you. So we invite you to use those means. Do want to let you know that we have got a great anniversary that we want to celebrate today. We want to send out congratulations and best wishes and bunches of love to our EWTN radio partner, KSMR 97.1 FM. They serve Great Falls, Montana. They have been with us for 19 years. That is amazing. Congratulations to all of you there in Great Falls, Montana. KSMR 97.1 FM, and a special congratulations to Tony Roche and his team at St. Michael Radio from all of us here at EWTN. Yay! I am clapping my hands for you. What a wonderful thing. 19 years old today. Oh, that is so lovely. I do want to let you know, too, that we want to create an environment, don't we, in our homes, and even in the outside areas around our homes. We want everything to be giving glory and honor to God. And EWTN Religious Catalog is there for you, where you can immediately purchase all kinds of beautiful holy reminders, as Mother Angelica liked to call them. Mother Angelica said we should have holy reminders all through the house and outside of the house too. So I've got something really special for you. And if you are listening, Jack, you can actually stop by the Religious Catalog store on campus and pick these up for me. I would be most grateful. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. And these are Woodstock wind chimes, and they are Gregorian alto. Oh my gosh, I so want these Woodstock wind chimes, Think about that. You could put them inside your home if you wanted to and just walk by and ring them. You could have them out on your porch. You could have them in your garden. What a peaceful and uplifting respite they'll create for you to get you out of the hectic world and into a place of sweet repose with God. So we want for you to check them out. It's a medieval scale, and it echoes the vocal music that has been sung as a part of daily devotionals and meditation in the monastery and churches of Western Europe for more than 1,000 years. I'll tell you what, one of the things that I like to do, I like to pray my rosary in a variety of different ways in terms of setting an environment for the rosary. And one of the things that I like to do is to play Gregorian chant very softly in the background as I'm praying my beads. So I can just imagine how beautiful these Woodstock wind chimes would be for a time of prayer, considering the fact that it's playing basically Gregorian alto. So lovely. Anyway, they're available for you at EWTN's Religious Catalog. You can order them available right now for you simply by going to EWTNRC.com. EWTNRC.com. That is the home online home of EWTN's Religious Catalog. Free standard shipping applies. However, if you have on orders of $75 or more, so that's the however. So it's free standard shipping on online orders $75 or more. Otherwise, it's standard shipping. And, that's the United States only for the free standard shipping. Use the code FREE at checkout. So get those chimes. I think you're going to really love them. Okay, we are here with my daughter, Thea Parsons, today. We're talking about all kinds of different things, and we've got some calls that were left for us, Thea, so I'm going to involve you in answering some of these questions today as well. So, Vanessa, let's go to the first caller.
My question is about what exactly is a state of grace? I have not been to confession for a long time. I haven't been going to church for a long time as well. And I have a question about giving a confession in order to get a state of grace, so I can take the Eucharist. I'm very, very much a believer in the power of the Eucharist. So that's what I want to talk about. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very, very much for this beautiful question. And there's so many parts of this that I think are quite lovely, and really express this desire that you have for God and how much you respect Him and love Him, knowing that you can't receive communion when you're not in a state of grace, and observing that and being attentive to that so that you do not commit another sin, which would be a sin of sacrilege, is just quite beautiful. So I'm delighted that you're feeling this prompting of the Holy Spirit to come back to the church, delighted that you want to be back in a state of grace, which is union with God. So Thea, why don't you share a little bit about this whole concept of state of grace and the benefits of the sacrament of reconciliation?
Well, I just want to echo what you said. I think it's absolutely beautiful that this gentleman desires to be in holy communion with our Lord, and how reverent he is to the Holy Eucharist, and his desire to receive Jesus in the Eucharist is absolutely beautiful. And yes, we have to be in a state of grace to receive our Lord. We have to be cleaned up to bring our Lord into our being. And the way that we do that in the Catholic faith is we make use of the sacrament of reconciliation. And we head to our local church. And just remember, there are times generally printed for reconciliation in your parish bulletin, but you can always call your church and make an appointment with a priest to have your confession heard. And the priest may, when you do make an appointment, you may have a little more time with the priest who can give you greater insight. Not only do you enter into a state of grace after you have visited the confessional and confessed your sins and prayed your penance, but it's also an act of your will to desire to remain in a state of grace and to not lead yourself in near occasions of sin, as we hear in the act of contrition. So reconciliation is the greatest gift of our Catholic faith. I think that out in the world, Catholicism sounds hard because there's accountability. But it is through that accountability that God heals us, that God, when we're vulnerable and we open our hearts to him, that we let him in to come in and heal us and show us the way that leads us back to him. So I would definitely recommend, and how beautiful that God has put this desire on your heart to go to the sacrament of reconciliation so that you can receive him in the Holy Eucharist.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful, beautiful desire. And you know, I just want to encourage all of you, if you have been away from the sacrament of reconciliation, be away no longer. Make use of the sacrament of reconciliation. I'm thinking of a scripture passage, Thea, that Colossians. It's in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I'm thinking about the freedom that we feel and experience interiorly when we've made a good confession and when we hear those words of absolution of the priest. And it's not the priest that's absolving us of our sins. It is Jesus. The priest is in persona Christi. This is something that comes by way of his sacrament of holy orders. So it's Jesus operating through the priest, right? For you to experience this freedom from the weight of the sins that you have committed. And you can, it's a felt interior, you know, reality. You feel that uplifting, you know, and people say, well, I don't really need a priest for that, you know, and this is one of the things that we oftentimes hear when Protestants do not understand the sacrament. I really don't need a priest for that. Well, here's the thing, you know, we will oftentimes ask people for their intercession when we have a need, right? We will often go to people who have a charism for healing and ask them to pray for us. Is it the person that's doing the healing? No, it's the Spirit of the living God working through the person, right? Mm-hmm. When we ask somebody for their prayerful intercession and they pray and good things happen as a result of their prayer, is it they that affected that? No, it's God that affected that. Well, here now, to an exponential degree, a degree greater than anything that we could experience, you know, outside of that sacrament of holy orders, is a priest. And by way of that sacrament of holy orders, they are given this special charism of being in persona Christi. So it's Jesus. We hear the words of absolution. We hear them coming through the mouth of the priest that's there. We hear hear them through his vocal cords. We hear him through the timbre of his voice, right? That's unique to him. But the words themselves and the action that's coming by way of those words, of this freedom from sin, that's coming from Jesus himself. And as I say, it's a felt response. You know, if you've been away, be away no longer. Now, Thea, here's the thing. You know your mother's story. And I had been away from the sacrament of reconciliation for a long time. And I was not in a state of grace, and needed to approach the sacrament. And I did. And you experienced something similar at a given point in your life. So sometimes people have fear in going to the sacrament, especially if they've been away for a long time. And especially if there has been a number of times that they've committed a mortal sin. So, you know, what would you say? What advice would you give to somebody who is struggling with this fear that is really a tactic of the evil one to keep them away?
You know, it's a small hurdle. Because oftentimes when we're anxious or, we have difficulty engaging in something and then we finally just do it, on the other side, we say, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, you know? But when we are living in a state of sin, as I was for many years of my life, as you alluded to, it can be hard to think that God can forgive us, that we're even worthy of his forgiveness because of the things that we've done and the choices that we've made or how far away we've led ourselves from the path that he had in mind for us. But what I would encourage you to do, but really to know and understand, is that God loves you. And there is no sin greater than God's mercy. There is no sin greater than God's mercy. And one more time in Johnette fashion, there is no sin greater than the mercy of our Lord and Savior. And if you feel that he is calling you, heed his call. The responsorial hymn today was, if you hear the Lord calling, harden not your hearts. If you hear the Lord calling you to confession, just get over that small hurdle. Sit down with the priest. Share your sins. As Johnette explained, the priest is in persona Christi. So when you sit there, you're sharing your sins with Jesus Christ. And he has heard them all before, every last one. You cannot surprise our Lord. He will just delight in the fact that you are there and you're sharing your heart with him so that he can heal you and you can walk away in that spirit of freedom that is described in Corinthians.
Yeah. And so our caller asked, you know, what is the state of grace? And I can give you a very simple definition to define what that is. And I think that Thea and I have really talked about it without giving the definition. And this is the definition from the Catechism. What is the grace? What is grace? Grace is participation in the divine life. It's participation in the divine life. It means that the divine life is in you and you are in the divine life. And so the state of grace is the state of being in participation with the divine life. The divine life in you and you in the divine life. And it's a beautiful thing. So when we are free from the stains of mortal sin, when we're free from those stains, when we're free from the bondage of those sins, what we experience then is the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, God in us, right? So it's a beautiful thing. Emmanuel, God with us, the Holy Spirit is with us, interior to us. So it's a beautiful, beautiful reality, this business of a state of grace. Now, venial sin does not take us out of a state of grace, but it does in some way damage our union with God, right? It puts it into a less pervasive, kind of relationship. And you can kind of just think about that, in relation to people that you know, if there's been a transgression against a friend, maybe the friendship hasn't collapsed, but it's been wounded. And you want to try to make up for that. You want to try to get it. Go ahead, honey.
Well, venial sin, it's like it fogs the glass. So when we're living, even with venial sin, we're not seeing things as clearly as we could. And oftentimes that could slowly lead us into mortal sin when we're compounding our life with even small sins. So we want to stay in that state of grace as long as we can and return to confession as many times as we can. I mean, it's not one and done. You can go back to confession. You can go every day like the Pope. So you cannot exhaust the confessional.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And we want to do that, right? Because our desire is to be in full participation to the extent that we can. We want to grow in holiness of life. And the sacrament of reconciliation keeps us on our toes. So if you really want to grow in union with God, then you should go to confession at least once a month. At least once a month. Now, again, I just want to underscore one other thing that you said, Thea, that I think is very important. And that is that if you've been away for a long time, you know, you want to get to the sacrament as quickly as you can. And maybe mm-hmm. you can't get, a meeting time with a priest to do it, to go for a longer period of time. Get to the sacrament, but do make time to try to sit down with a priest if you've been away for a very long time. You're going to want to do that because sometimes we can't even work through, our memories, do not capture everything in the immediate consciousness. So we might not remember all of our sins, but sometimes a priest can ask questions that will jar that because we want this to be as full a confession as we can make it. And I can remember, as I tell you, when I went back the first time, I just felt such a release and such a great lifting up. I didn't realize how bogged down I had been until I received that sacramental grace from confession. So it's a beautiful thing. I have another email question here, Thea, that just came in this week, and I want to get to that. And this is from Joseph. Joseph says, a friend and I realized I have an addiction problem. He gave me hope that despite the crippling cost, God may want me to go to a program and may want to enable me to go. That conversation was a beautiful moment, but the next day I immediately set to work brainstorming and trying to find programs and try to figure all this stuff out myself. I know I have to just give it to God entirely and give him the chance to love on me and do this for me, but I don't know how. I have friends who were completely broke and hadn't eaten in days, but told no one, and a stranger in church gave him money for food because she was prompted. I want that kind of faith and surrender. How do I do that?
Wow. Well, firstly, be assured of our prayers for you, Joseph. This is the beginning of a journey for you that will change your life for the better. We know that. But we know that it's going to be difficult to get started. And as you're laying out here, trying to find a program that's affordable, continue to do your research and ask around. There are programs that are free. I know we have one down here in Miami area where men who struggle with addiction can actually go and live, and it's completely free, and they'll be taken care of, and they'll be helped, and they can stay there as long as they need to until their addiction is cured. That's, so I would definitely encourage you to continue to research. There are programs out there nationally that can help you with this. But as we were just talking about the state of grace, if you are a baptized Catholic, you can go to reconciliation. That would be a very good first start for you to go and to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and ask forgiveness for past sins, and stay close to the Lord, stay close to the sacraments, receive him in the Holy Eucharist, and continue to research, and God will light the path for you. I am certain of that.
Yeah, thank you, Thea. That's excellent advice. So begin with the sacrament of reconciliation. Sometimes your local parish and maybe even the priest that you visit with might have an idea for you. I think that you're talking about a rehabilitative program where it's a residential kind of a situation. I don't have much to offer you in that, and I don't think that every program is necessarily equal. I think that there are some that are better than others. I would strive to find one that is in concert concert with your Catholic faith. However, I do know of some options for you that would be very, very good. So you don't want to wait. You want to get involved in something as soon as you can, because you've come to a great moment here and you don't want to frustrate the moment. So I would suggest that you get involved with Catholic in Recovery. Catholic in Recovery. You can find it out there online. I think it's either catholicinrecovery.org or catholicinrecovery.com. Scott Wieman is the founder of that. It's excellent. I know people that are involved in that. And really, it's for any kind of recovery from it, whether it's drugs or alcohol or overeating or whatever it might be, whatever the addiction is. Catholic in Recovery. Also, Matt Talbot groups are excellent. Check your parish. They are very likely to have a 12-step program that's going on right in the parish. Sometimes it is a Catholic in Recovery group. So get started, Joseph. That's the important thing. Take that first step. Go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Then get yourself involved in one of these, and then see what happens from there. Hopefully you'll find that residential situation if you need it. Well, Thea, I want to thank you for being with me today. This was wonderful. Just a great opportunity. Oh, I'm glad. And friends, we love being with you Monday through Friday at this same time on this same station as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. God bless all of you now. Bye-bye.